Now, today I'm going to be showing you why you can never actually trust a woman when you are dating. And this is a very important concept to understand because I'm actually going to be breaking this down step by step and giving you logical facts to help you understand this. So the whole point of this video is to help you internalize these truths and these concepts as a man without getting emotional about it, without getting reactive about it, and without getting bitter or angry. This is a very important concept because this is actually going to help improve your dating life, and it's actually going to help you have better quality relationships by understanding what not to do and by understanding which beliefs to stop believing in. Now, after this video is over, all I would like you to do is one thing and one thing only. I would like you to go down below, I would like you to click the link, and I would actually like you to watch the full-length MBT, Masculine Behavioral Technique, end-to-end webinar that I put together for you, so that way you can see how dozens and dozens, even hundreds, maybe even thousands of other students are actually transforming their dating lives with an easy system that you can just copy-paste into your dating life like that, and go and get results. Let's dive in. Okay, I'm showing you exactly why to never trust a woman when you're dating. So the first thing you have to know is women optimize their entire life for survival. Say this with me one more time. They optimize their entire life for survival. What you're doing is you're trading all of the survival value that you have as a man. This could be the things you bring to the table, your competency, your ability to lead, your ability to be masculine. And what oftentimes happens is she desires to be intimate with you. If she desires to be intimate with you, you guys can have a great time, and oftentimes there's amazing chemistry. Now, when you understand that women are essentially optimizing for their own survival, you can now deploy the correct attraction mechanisms at will. If you can deploy the correct attraction mechanisms at will, you are going to win. So women judge the attraction of a man based off of his ability to be a utility to aid in her survival. And what I want you to do is think about this as if this was 500 or 1,000 years ago. She would have to gravitate towards the strongest man that she can obtain, so that way she can actually be protected and cared for. So she wants to know 100% at all times that she is protected. And AKA, that means she's with a dude who's a beast, right? This is a dude who's competent. This is a dude who's strong. This is a dude who knows what he's doing. This is a guy who's well-respected. This is a guy who has an assertive attitude. This is a guy who's a man's man. This is the first thing she wants. The second thing is she wants to know that she's provided for. Well, if she's provided for and she knows that there's resources, she now feels safe for her and her offspring. If you take that a step further, she wants to know that her offspring is always safe. Why is this? Because women want to know that if they were to have children with you, everything is going to be safe, and that if shit hits the fan, they're still going to be protected and cared for. So, moving on. Why do lies occur? How does this have anything to do with lying? Lies occur because her emotions dictate what is true in that exact moment. Okay? I'm not talking about the lens as to how you see the world. I am talking about the lens as to how she sees the world. Lies occur because her emotions dictate what is true in that exact moment. So even if something is false, or even if something is a lie, what women will oftentimes do is they will use words and they will use verbal play to bend the sentences to manipulate the illusion of what the perception of reality actually is, to convince you or to persuade you that either number one, they didn't know what they were doing, number two, this just happened by accident, or number three, that you as the guy telling her the truth, you are wrong and she's right for her reasons. And oftentimes women are very good at this. It's very, very, they are very good at making sure that there is different frames and illusions of false perceptions. So her truth, this is what you have to know about women in general. Her truth, okay, is flexible based on how she feels to protect a few things. This is why I'm telling you, I started this saying they optimize for survival. The reason why oftentimes if women lie, they still believe them or they believe it as the truth is due to the fact that she knows that if she can lean into this, it's going to aid in her survival. She wants to be protected. So her truth is flexible based on how she feels to protect a few things. The first thing that she's trying to protect is her emotional investment into a man. If she is with a guy for an extended period of time, oftentimes she wants to make sure that that relationship lasts.
one of the things that she would never want to have happen is have that relationship not end on her terms. So constantly she's trying to use the right words to make sure her emotional investment in that man is secure. The second thing that she's trying to do is she's trying to make sure that her secured resources or potential secured resources, okay, potential survival of a man or that the man can bring is always protected. So she wants to make sure that she has secured future resources. The third thing is she wants to make sure that her ability to be viewed as innocent or to be viewed as pure or to be viewed as feminine is always there. So she wants to give you the illusion of a heightened sense of femininity, even if that's not who she truly is. So their nature, like this is what you have to know, is I'm talking about this so you can just understand the facts. I don't want you to bring any prior like emotional preconceived notions to any of these concepts because it's not about getting angry. It's not about being spiteful. It's just understanding the fact that how you probably thought the world was or some of the things that you believed about dating is probably not true. My whole job is just to facilitate that so you can see this for what it is. Their nature is to bring illusions of false perceptions in your head. Say that with me because that's a big sentence. Illusions of false perceptions. If she can create a false perception in your head and get you to believe it, she has done her job properly because in that exact moment, that lie just became true to help protect her own survival. This is instinctual. Take this a step further. Casey, myself, I have my own quote, and my quote is, if their mouth is moving, just automatically assume that they're lying. Say that with me one more time. If their mouth is moving, just automatically assume that they are lying. Well, why is this? You might hear this and you think, well, why? Why would I just assume their mouth is, if the mouth is moving, why should I just assume that the sentences are lies? Here's why. What you have to know about women is that they constantly compare themselves and they constantly compare their value to other women, which means that deep down, a lot of them are very, very, very insecure, especially in regards to their beauty. They are constantly comparing themselves to everyone that they see on commercials. They are comparing themselves to everyone that they see on social media, and they are typically going to get very insecure about some of these things. Because of that, if they are dating a man who has potential to break her heart, or she is dating a man who has potential to potentially level up his own sexual market value and obtain a more beautiful woman or a higher value like individual, whatever the case may be. The reason why you need to just assume that they're lying is because since most are insecure, they are constantly going to be doing things to, number one, protect their ego. Okay, they're also going to want to always feel like if things ended with a guy, it actually ended on their terms. And the next is they are trying to actually bring the feeling of higher value or more beautiful than the other girls. They are wanting to create this image in your head that they're all yours and their beauty is geared towards you, even if it isn't. So she paints illusions of reality that is different for every man that she encounters. Say this with me one more time because this is deep. She paints illusions of reality that is different for every man that she encounters. So based off of how she views that guy that is in front of her, she will act completely different, or she will give that sort of man a different level of treatment, or she will appear differently. Okay, there's and the reason why I tell you this is because there's many women out there, they actually live double lives or they live dual lives. Meaning that with this guy, they act polar opposite to how they act with this guy. And depending on the man that's in front of them, it dictates the level of femininity that often they bring to the table. So this is what you have to know. If their mouth is moving, just probably assume that they're lying. Now, how do you counter this? Because if I give you all of this information, you might be sitting there wondering, well, Casey, how do I counter this to make sure that these issues don't happen to me or to make sure that I'm not taken advantage of? If you ask that question, great, because it's the right question to ask. How you counter this is you have to be a man that they view as worth pursuing. Say that with me one more time. You have to be a man that they view as worth pursuing. Now, I'm going to explain to you why this is. As a man on this earth, you have a limited amount of time. Everybody only has a limited amount of time on this earth. So as a man, what are some things that we need to be healthy, to be functioning, to be happy? We are going to need career, which stems into purpose. We are going to need money because if you as a man do not have money, it's going to be almost impossible to survive. And you're going to have a captivating lifestyle that is going to bring fulfillment not only for you, but for other people that come into your world. This right here takes one thing that not a lot of men really look at or prioritize until they hit age 35 and realize that they should have been focused on these things all along. All of these things, career, money, and getting your lifestyle together, all takes one thing called time. Now, time is very important to understand, or the concept of time, because the more time you put in into being viewed as a man that is worth pursuing, the better results you get in your dating life. So what you have to know is women get a lot of satisfaction from getting the man that they want, okay? Now, that means if they get a lot of satisfaction from getting the man that they want, this would be the man that they view as desirable. How do you become desirable? You do it by putting time into the areas that is going to make you worth pursuing. Now, what is the opposite of this? When you look at how majority of men are living, what they do is they put a lot of time into things like online dating. They put a lot of time into things like, you know, going out for hours and approaching. And they put a lot of times going to, you know, like bars or clubs to hopefully get a couple phone numbers, or, you know, hopefully set a couple dates. And all of this right here takes time. This takes time away from you getting to the level of masculinity or who you want to be as a man that you could have been doing all along. If you take time to socialize and date, that is great, but what you have to know is the bulk of your time needs to be spent on you, because that right there will help get rid of a lot of the problems that majority of men run into when oftentimes they are invested in a girl and she ends up leaving for a different man, or she ends up cheating, or oftentimes she ends up, you know, doing some sort of behavior that you really wish didn't happen. So this is why you should never trust, okay, your significant other fully when you are dating. If you like this video, I want you to hit the like button, comment, and subscribe. Check out that MBT webinar down below for masculine behavioral techniques, and we'll see you in the next one.